KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time now for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the 27th day of August, final Monday in the month of August. A Reno couple was arrested following a shoplifting spree at Walmart in Martell. According to the Amador Sheriff's Office, Thursday night deputies responded to the store to the report that a man and woman had left without paying for a cart full of merchandise worth approximately $600. The couple fled the scene in a white SUV with a tire on the roof. Just a few minutes later, another deputy on patrol in the Plymouth area spotted a white SUV with a tire strapped to the roof and conducted a traffic stop. While talking with the vehicle's occupants, the deputy could see several of the recently stolen items on the back seat of the SUV. After confirming the suspects' identities through video surveillance and witness observations, both Thomas Burt and Mary Adams of Reno were arrested for shoplifting, possession of stolen property, conspiracy, and outstanding warrants. All of the stolen property was recovered and returned to the store.
Well, the Calaveras County Sheriff Office, a marijuana enforcement team, served two search warrants Thursday for unrelated illegal marijuana grows. Now, at the first location on Andreas Vista Drive in San Andreas, 191 large marijuana plants with an average height of 8 to 10 feet were eradicated. The second location on Smitty Lane in West Point resulted in the eradication of 465 marijuana plants. Now, no suspects were found at either location. There were several serious environmental violations observed during the investigations, including stream diversion, pollutants in and near a waterway, oil dripping into an open well, open sewage trench, and unsafe electrical and generator connections. Search warrants had been previously served at both locations during 2017, again, for illegal marijuana cultivation.
And that is more dangerous and damaging than all of those marijuana plants, that environmental damage, because there's no way to turn it back.
Definitely.
Especially that oil dripping into the well, all that getting into the watershed. It's a mess. A Millbrae man was treated for major injuries following a motorcycle versus Freightliner big rig accident. According to the Calaveras CHP, Sean Scott was riding his motorcycle eastbound on Highway 4 east of Pool Station Road at about 60 miles an hour. He was driving to the rear of Barbara Dunkel of Angels Camp. At the same time, David Osuna of Modesto was driving a 2013 Freightliner westbound approaching Scott and Dunkel. Scott drove into the westbound lane to pass the slower Dunkel over a double yellow line. While illegally passing, Scott observed Osuna coming into view in the westbound lane. Osuna and Scott applied their brakes. However, neither party was able to stop, and the front of Osuna's Freightliner impacted the front of Scott's motorcycle. Scott was thrown to the ground into the eastbound lane. During the collision, debris from the impact was thrown onto Dunkel's vehicle, causing vehicle damage. Scott was taken from the scene by ambulance and treated for major injuries.
Well, Caltrans has scheduled one-way traffic control at various locations, East and West 88, again this week. One-way traffic control will be in effect now from Silver Drive and Pioneer to Shake Ridge Road through Thursday from 8 to 4 for drainage work. One-way traffic control will continue from Peddler Hill Road to Tragedy Springs Road through Thursday, 8 to 4 for shoulder work. And one-way traffic control continues East and West 88 from the Kit Carson Lodge to the Amador Alpine County line through Thursday. That for shoulder work, also from 8 to 4. And expect 10-minute delays this week at each of those locations. Alternate routes should be taken whenever possible. And remember, for the safety of workers and motorists, please slow for the cone zone.
And the California legislature has now passed a bill to effectively end the cash bail system. In a KVGC interview last week, Amador County DA Todd Reby said it will no longer be about whether an alleged criminal has enough money to post bail, but instead whether a judge feels it's safe for them to be released ahead of future court dates. Reby added opposition was raised when it went to the legislative floor last week, when some lawmakers argue that instead of bail being seen as a get-out-of-jail card, it's a stay-out-of-jail card that helps ensure alleged criminals return for court hearings. Governor Jerry Brown has indicated that he will sign the bill, possibly as early as this week.
Well, tickets go on sale September 1st for the 21st Annual Amador Arts Wine Fest, set for Saturday, November 10th in Sutter Creek. Over 20 Amador County wineries will pour in the various shops. Check-in starts at 4 at the Sutter Creek Auditorium. You'll receive an event glass, map, and wristband, and may start bidding on the silent auctions of art, wines, and premier offerings of gifts and event packages. Now, Main Street shops will be ready for the wine tasting from 4:30 to 7. Then the auditorium will feature live music, tastings of dessert and after-dinner wines, and final auction bidding. Pre-sale tickets of $40 may be ordered now using PayPal at amadorarts.org. Amador Arts was established 36 years ago to embed the arts in schools and the community.
And Calaveras Has Talent wrapped up its three-day search last evening. Close to $10,000 was raised between sponsorships and proceeds from this three-day event. The winners in the adult category, pianist and composer Gabe McCoy took first place, singer Kiefer Meinhardt second place, and singer-guitarist James Harkins taking third. In the youth category, from Somerville High, the choir Jazz at 8 was the first place finisher in the youth category. Amador County singer-songwriter Rachel Wilson took second place, and violinist Vita Dean taking third place in the youth category. Music teachers in Calaveras County have been asked to identify their most critical needs, and the monies raised from the three-day Calaveras Has Talent event will help fill many of those needs.
And back to school nights continue here in Amador County. Tonight, Amador High School from 6:30 to 8:30. Tomorrow, Sutter Creek Primary and Elementary.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy, reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.